Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring. Do you know who that is calling you today? That's your destiny calling. And you haven't picked up the phone. You know why you haven't picked up the phone yet? You haven't picked up the phone because you're being distracted, because you don't take yourself that seriously. You don't believe in what you're doing right now, just because you're not sitting in the seat all the way. Here's the problem. Eventually, when destiny calls you and is put on wait that final time, destiny's not going to call you back, and you're going to be by yourself waiting for another opportunity. One more shot at greatness, one more chance to be great, and it's going to already be too late. You need to stop putting your destiny on call waiting. But the only way you can do that is to be ready when destiny calls on your life. So, I'm not waiting around anymore. Let's talk about it. Episode 18, Call Waiting. Are you ready? Because I'm ready. It's the Dream Mover Podcast. Cue my music. Let's go.
You got a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream, let's move our dreams. Let's put in work you can achieve, all you gotta do believe. You have a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream, let's move our dreams. Come and join this winning team and move your dreams. You got a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream, let's move our dreams. Put in work you can achieve, all you gotta do believe. You have a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream, let's move our dreams. Let's come and join this winning team, let's go, let's go your dreams. I'm screaming NY to the DNY.
Yo, what up? It's me. It's me, KDE. 6'3", and I'm back with a new episode for you guys today. That new, just for you. That real that you can feel. Now, today's episode number 18, this is called Call Waiting. So, let's talk about why we chose Call Waiting. Here's the deal. Our call is waiting on us to answer. Now, whatever that call is in your life, whether it's for you to be a singer, whether it's for you to be an actor, whether it's for you to just be a student, to just live a simple, normal, happy life, or there's a bigger calling out there that's waiting on you, that calling in life is waiting on you every single day. The problem is that we as people don't take the time to truly prepare ourselves for the moment when this happens. So people get uncomfortable, they get nervous, they get fearful because they feel like I'm not ready to answer the call when it comes. And Eric Thomas has said it very, very well in the past, that when destiny calls you, the one moment that you miss destiny's call, you could be pushing yourself back months, years, decades until that opportunity comes around again. And when it comes around again, the next time around, you may no longer be prepared to take it when that time comes. So you've got to be careful about things like that. Now, I had a former commanding general at the 1st Army Division. His name is General Twitty, Stephen Twitty. He used to have a motto for the unit per se, and his phrase was, get ready, be ready. And the reason that always stuck with us was his logic was, if you are already ready, you don't have to get ready when the time comes. And there's a lot of people that want to do all these big, bad, and great things with their lives, but you want it, but you have not gone through any of the preparation. So when the calling in your life finally hits, you can answer the mail when it arrives. And that is a very dangerous line for a man or a woman to walk, because you could ask for it until you're blue in the face. But when the manifestation finally happens and it's here, the bigger question is can you now handle what you've been asking for so long? And a lot of people find out that what they asked for is no longer what they want because they didn't understand the amount of work that was involved in it. And they still want it. It's just that they don't have the knowledge. They don't have the preparation. They don't have the charisma, personality, everything that they could have been working on prior to it. They spent more time complaining and more time desiring what they were not preparing themselves for. So today we're going to talk about how to prepare yourself to be ready so that when you are waiting for that call from your destiny, you can pick up the line quickly, deliberately, and be prepared to answer it when it arrives. So with that being said, guys, it's the Dream Mover Podcast. I'm not going to make you wait anymore. Next segment, let's go. You know, it's been said to me time and time again that people always desire what they can't have. But what I find more interesting is that people who desire things and know that they're going to get them eventually, they normally prepare for what it is that they want in their life. Now, what's the difference between these two people? One person, merely, they desire something. They want it. It looks pretty. It looks shiny. It looks dope to them, and they just want to have it in their life. And that's great. Thumbs up for you. But the person who plans and prepares themselves for that moment, that is the individual who 9 times out of 10 is going to get what is at the end of the tunnel for them. Oh, by the way, that other 1/10, that's them too. Yes, 100% of the time, the person who truly prepares is the one that gets what they showed up to the race for. They get it. They win. They get the W. They secure the bag. All those good things, that's them. And you have to decide which person that you want to be in your life. Now, here's the big deal. A lot of people want to be so many big, bad, and great things. Everybody wants to be the best walking. Everybody wants to be the boss. But the funny thing is that everybody wants to be the boss until that check shows up. Everybody wants to be a boss until that invoice hits the table. Everybody wants to own the team until everybody has to get their cut. Everybody wants to be the biggest and the baddest. Everybody wants to be the beast until the beast shows up. You want to be the beast? It's cool. The other beast is right over there. Take them out. And then all of a sudden, people want to get quiet. They don't want to talk no more. They don't want to address the beast in the room. The road to greatness is really easy. All you have to do is slay the demons in your life that are in the way. We call those demons obstacles. Sometimes we call them trudges. Sometimes we call them issues, challenges, just things that stop us from making it to our final destination, which is the ultimate greatness that was predestined for us before we were born in this life. However, here's the issue that we run into. The issue that we run into as people is that we look at situations and we want the easiest way out. And the truth is that we do not live in a day and age where the easy way out works anymore. Everything you do has to be hours locked in, hours clocked in, get yours and get out of Dodge. And so that's what it's got to be. But guess what? Now it's evolved again because there is no more getting out of Dodge. Once you become the champ, you have to stay there and you have to defend day in and day out. That's why you hear in the UFC, they call them the reigning, defending, undisputed. And that's what you got to be in your own life. But the only way that you can become that champion, you can become that number one, is by preparing yourself to achieve that destiny. And a lot of you have had your destiny calling you time and time again. Your destiny has called and told you, hey, well, you know what? You don't know what they said because you've been so busy putting it off. You've been so busy seeing the number, knowing this is my future. It's time. And you have pushed it off time and time and time again. Now, here's what I am going to tell you. I'm going to clap for you right now. And the reason I'm clapping is because a lot of people don't get that many opportunities to see the greatness in their life that you have seen. You have had multiple opportunities to make your way to the top, to secure your place among the greats in this world, and to make yourself even greater. And yet, you stand here, alone and unafraid, and way, way far away from who you should be. Let's talk about some of the reasons that people run away from their destiny. One of the reasons is because people fear their own potential. Whew. somebody out there feels some type of way because I said that. And because you feel some type of way, I'm going to say it again. Some people fear their potential. I'm not ashamed to say I was one of those guys. In college, I looked at myself and I said, I could be so many great things. My end goal, I wanted to be a senator one day. I wanted to be a senator. I wanted to be on Capitol Hill making calls for my people, the people who do not have a voice. They do have a voice, but big America drowns them out so much that their voices aren't heard. And the loudest chance they get to make their voices known is through a vote and not through somebody who's consistently fighting for them. That's who I wanted to be. But because of the lifestyle we live on a daily basis, me living in a dorm when other people were living in apartments, me not having a car when other people were riding around in Benzes and BMWs, people that pulled up in the freshest of the freshest clothes and I was walking around with the same outfits on every week, and blessed to be in ROTC because I'd have to wear my uniform weekly, and that shaved off another outfit that I had to go in and buy that I cannot afford. Those things made me feel insignificant. It made me feel obsolete. But in the back of my mind and deep inside of my heart and soul, I knew that I was destined to be something greater than what everybody around me made me feel like I had the potential to be. And because of that reason, I continued to walk around with the potential inside of my heart, but never wanting to truly push and manifest who that individual could be. And I regret that to this day. So number one is fearing your potential. Number two is not having a roadmap. I really believe that people fail in life because they fail to plan. I believe that for whatever it is that you want to do in your life, unless it's some brand new fancy tech startup, whatever the case may be, the technology, the roadmap, the blueprint is already out there. A wise man once told me, success leaves clues. And if you want to achieve, all you have to do is go out and find who's already done it before you. And more than likely, you can copy what has already been done almost step by step with minimal modifications, and you will get exactly what you're looking for in your life. You will get that victory. You will achieve your destiny. It is literally that simple. So now, with that being said, what's the next thing a man is supposed to do? What's the next thing a woman is supposed to do to get where they want to go in life? Let's talk about how you ensure that you can answer the call when it calls for you in your life. But before we do that, we're going to take a quick break. It's the Dream of a Podcast. Next segment, let's go. I've been through a lot of trials and tribulations throughout my life, a lot of struggles, a lot of pain. But through everything that I've gone through, one thing has kept me afloat. And that's resilience. That is my commitment to wanting to be the best, to striving for that next level of greatness. And I'm ready to share with you all of my successes and failures. And I've compiled them all together into one book that I'm proud to call Altitude, Tales of Resilience. In this book, I'll be discussing all of my successes and failures from my time as an active duty Army officer to being a regular man in America, and how I've used my negative situations and turned them into positive situations to make myself greater and to fulfill my destiny in life. So make sure December 15th, available to you guys on ebook via Amazon, that you go out and you purchase my new book, Altitude. I look forward to you guys having study sessions and just enjoying this book. I worked very hard on this book for almost a year and a half, and I feel like it's going to be good content, quality content that you're going to be able to apply to your daily life. So with that being said, we'll get back to the podcast. DMP, Dream of a Podcast. Let's go. Yo, what's up? It's me. It's KD63, your boy K Fitz, and we're back with the closeout of episode 18 called Waiting. Now, with this portion, we're going to be talking about how you can ensure that you can answer destiny's call when she hits you up. Now, I want to be clear. There is no guarantee in life that destiny is going to continue coming around over and over and over again. And if it does come around, it doesn't mean that it's going to come back around with opportunity. It could just come back around with the normal, the usual day-to-day things that you need. It may come with a consistent paycheck. It may come with just being around family. It may come with good health. But as far as that big ticket, big, big, giant, giant dream that you want in your life, there's no guarantee that it's going to be there every single time that you turn around because you think that destiny's going to wait on you. I have a secret for you. Destiny and time are the only two things that wait for no man in life. I'm going to say it again. Destiny and time are the only two things that wait for no man in life. So with that being said, let's talk about some different ways that you can ensure that when destiny calls, you can answer. Number one, you got to eliminate the distractions. You have to eliminate the distractions, and I mean all of them. I'm a firm believer that the number one killer of dreams in this world are distractions. You probably never heard this phrase before, but I'm going to run this one by you. When a fish sees a tiny item in the water, they are seconds away from ending up on a grill. Now, for those who don't understand what that means, normally when a fish is swimming in the water and they see this big, pretty, shiny lure popping out the side off the water, they'll go up and they'll try to swim to it. They may try to eat it. But the minute that they get put on that line and they're hooked, they're getting reeled in, they're going to be on somebody's grill that afternoon. You have to stay away from distractions because the right distraction will stop you from every bit of growth that you are trying to achieve in your life. The person that is on their way to success could be on their way to collapse just that quickly. Stay away from the distractions. Number two, take yourself seriously, and I mean as of right now, take yourself seriously. If you truly want to be the best, you have got to tighten up your ship. You got to study to be an expert. If you want to be the world's greatest at whatever it is you're doing, you have to study to become that expert. You don't have to go sit in a classroom at a university. Besides, let me say this, and I'm sorry for some of the universities out there, but I'm about to drop a bit of truth right here. The day that you graduate from a university, 24 hours later, the knowledge that you've received, something has become outdated because new technology and new skills, new techniques have been introduced that have made what was once relevant, obsolete. But you have to study to consistently be an expert. Read books, read magazines, do your research online, seek wise counsel from people, go through, watch videos, go through Q&A sessions, do your own research. Find avenues that can make you grow so that you can remain the best at what you do. And here's another thing I got to add to that list of taking yourself seriously. You can't let anybody in this world belittle your destiny. You can't let anybody belittle your passion. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I have had people when I was a young cadet in JROTC in high school. I knew I wanted to be an Army officer and I knew I wanted to go into politics one day. I used to have people that would make jokes of me walking around in my JROTC uniform, doing the funny salutes and, you know, bringing their pants all up high because, you know, we wear everything to standard with the creases, looking very professional, all those things. And people used to make jokes of it, laugh at it, treat it like it was a funny deal. And I would sit there and say nothing about it. And I allowed that to break down my self-esteem. But as I got older and I developed, and now I sit in those shoes as a Army officer, I can say that, wow, I really was preparing myself to be that guy. I was preparing myself to be the man one day. And now I sit in those shoes as the man that I was years ago, sitting in that classroom being joked on. So if you know what you want to be, don't let anybody disrespect you. Don't let anybody belittle what you want to do with your life. Whatever it is you want to do, you do it and you live your life to the fullest and you live your best life and you do not go back and forth with people who do not care and that are irrelevant to your cause. Number three, you've got to transform your image. So one of my favorite joints by the Migos, walk it like I talk it, walk it like I talk. You got to walk it like you talk it, people. You got to dress. You have to speak. You have to publish yourself. You have to make sure that you are consistently walking in the image of who you want to be. I don't care if you're not a millionaire yet, but what is your definition of what a millionaire looks like? How does a millionaire speak? How does a millionaire carry themselves? You want to be a senator? How do they speak, dress, carry themselves? You want to be a musician? How do they? There's so many different avenues, but there are so many people that have already done it before you. Pick the pattern or just make your own lane, and whatever that lane is, pick it and master how you want to carry yourself. And you got to walk it like you talk it every single day. There is no deviation. There is no, you know what? That brings me to the last one. Number four, there are no days off. No days off. You hear me? No days off. You got to stay consistent, remain consistent. And this is the hardest part for most people. They can't stay consistent, and their inability to remain consistent and to continue working on their craft is what makes them weak. It's what makes it so that they cannot get to the top. Or better yet, they'll get to the top and they'll immediately fall off because what they did to get there, they immediately stopped doing. And next thing you know, they're no longer at the top anymore. They've fallen off. Bodybuilders don't stay bodybuilders by eating pizza every single day. Champions don't win rings by not practicing every single day. Success is not a mistake, people. Success requires a consistency. It requires time being put in. It requires constant work. So you have to work day in and day out if you want to get to your destiny. So I'm giving you guys four tips. Number one, eliminate distractions. Number two, you have to take yourself seriously. Number three, you have to transform your image and walk it like you talk it. And number four, there are no days off. You have to remain consistent in order to become who you desire to be. Now, this doesn't mean that once you've done these four, that you're automatic, that all of a sudden destiny is going to call you. The point of these four is to prepare you so that when destiny calls, ring, 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 you can pick up the phone and say, hello, I'm ready. It's the Dream Mover Podcast. Next segment, let's go. Yo, what up, guys? It's KDE63. Hey, thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast today. I really, really appreciate every bit of support you guys have given. Again, thank you so much for helping me reach over 500 streams. This is not an easy process, but to have you guys there with me, you make it that much more fun. You make it that much more entertaining, and you make me want to get up and record these early morning with a cup of coffee like I just did this episode right now. So thank you guys so much for all of that. Hey, don't forget to follow me on all social media platforms. It's official KFITS for all of them, to include Snapchat. That's right. I finally made the Snapchat I promised I was going to make. It's official KFITS for all of those guys at official KFITS. OFFICIALKFITZ. Official KFITS. Don't forget, my book Altitude comes out on December 15th. It'll be available initially on Amazon, and then from there, we'll pick where we want to put it at strategically in stores from there. Hey, guys, again, I love and appreciate you guys. Almost forgot. Make sure you guys are looking out, because my new website that hosts the Dream Mover blog, that hosts all my music content, that hosts all of the books and products that we're going to be pushing out during 2019, everything's going to be there. Haven't solidified a final date for it, but I'm just telling you guys, look out for it. If you guys are on my social media, you'll know when. So that brings me back to, make sure y'all are following me on social media. Hey, it's all love, guys. Thank you guys so much for just listening in, taking time to hear what I have to say. And I look forward to talking to you on the next episode of the Dream Mover Podcast. Until next time, it's been me, KDE63, and I'm out of here. Hey, guys, power down.